Hezbollah releases photos, maps of IDF troops by border. By Deborah Danon on December 11, 2018. Tel Aviv, Hezbollah has released several dozen close-up images and videos of IDF soldiers working to destroy the terror group's cross-border attack tunnels, and have included a map indicating where the troops are located. Hezbollah War Media Department launched an intensified campaign to show the weakness and fragility of the Israeli army, shooting the enemy soldiers from rear positions, which shows that the resistance soldiers can infiltrate into their positions and capture them. Read a report by the Lebanese Al-Manar website translated by the Jerusalem Post. The Israeli soldiers deployed on the border with Lebanon have become a joke as the Lebanese public enjoyed making fun of them. It continued, adding the Hezbollah phantom is always haunting the Israelis, imposing on them certain formulas which they would have never followed. The photos feature IDF soldiers taking smoking breaks or working alongside UN peacekeepers from UNIFIL. Hezbollah's map pinpoints five locations that the terror group claims are where the IDF is operating to expose the subterranean tunnels. Meanwhile, on Tuesday afternoon the IDF said it had uncovered another tunnel, the third to be located in Israeli territory. The tunnel had been filled with explosives to prevent its use by Hezbollah, the army said. Lebanon's President Michel Aoun, allied with Hezbollah, said earlier that despite Israel's operation, dubbed Operation Northern Shield, his country had no aggressive intentions. Aoun added that the U.S. assured him that Israel too has no aggressive intentions. However, Israel's head of military intelligence, Major General Tamir Hyman, warned Israeli politicians that while the chances of a war with Hezbollah are low, the situation is volatile and that things could still spiral out of control. On Monday, the IDF released seismic audio of Hezbollah digging into Israel. Last week, the IDF announced that it had launched Operation Northern Shield to detect and destroy a network of subterranean tunnels dug by Hezbollah along its 130 kilometers border with Israel. The operation could take weeks or months, the IDF said. The Iranian-backed plan was to infiltrate Israel and initiate future wars, Israel stated. On Friday, the army fired warning shots at two Hezbollah terrorists dressed in civilian clothing who were caught trying to steal IDF demolition tools. The incident took place beyond Israel's security fence with Lebanon but inside the blue line that demarcates the border between the two countries. Andrea Tenenti, spokesperson for the UN's peacekeeping force UNIFIL, said the blue line had not been transgressed by Israel. Qasem said, "There is no point in the Zionist entity that is not in the range of Hezbollah's rockets."